Plans are starting to gear up for timber sales on state and university-owned lands in the area of the Tongass National Forest. KFSK's Jovik Nicky reports from Petersburg.
One of the planned university timber sales is on the Wrangell Narrows, about 14 miles south of Petersburg. It covers over 360 acres of mostly hemlock and spruce forest. The second is on the southern end of the island. It's near Banana Point, about 29 miles south of town. That parcel has over 300 acres of old-growth spruce, hemlock, and yellow cedar. Patrick Kelly is regional resource manager with the university's statewide land management system office in Anchorage. He says helicopter logging is planned for both sites.
Now, the South Mitkoff parcel has existing Forest Service roads, and there may be some conventional logging activity on that. That's up to the bidders, but the intent was a collaborative effort with the U.S. Forest Service and the Alaska Division of Forestry. There's a helicopter in the area at this summer and a very limited time window for use of the helicopters.
Total estimated timber volume on the two parcels is 6 million board feet on the Wrangell Narrows site and 11.5 million at the South Mitkoff site. However, Kelly says the total volume harvested will be lower than that amount and will be up to the winning bidder for the trees.
What it does is it really narrows down the field of what they will cut and certainly reduces the impact.
Proceeds from the two timber sales will help fund university scholarship and research programs. Logs from the sales can be exported. The land office hopes to award the timber sale contracts in late April. Also this spring, a state agency is drafting a plan for the newly created Southeast Alaska State Forest. That's state land on 40 parcels covering around 48,000 acres. The legislature designated the lands for timber sales in 2010 and 2011. Jim Schwarber, forest planner with the state's Division of Forestry, says one of the requirements for establishing a new state forest is writing a management plan for the land.
And we're currently working internally to develop that draft and are also doing public involvement outreach with scoping and seeking input from the public and agencies and other entities as we put together the first draft plan for this new state forest.
Near Petersburg, some of the parcels are on eastern Mitkoff Island. Others are on the southern end of the island near the planned university timber parcel. Schwarber says the state is asking for input from people who have used the lands in the past or who know about the different areas of Southeast.
All state forests do provide for multiple uses, though it's important to recognize that the primary purpose for a state forest, in particular this state forest, is timber management and timber production.
The Division of Forestry hopes to release a draft plan for public review later this spring. In Petersburg, I'm Jovik Nicky.